Welcome to today's market report. Sentiment was helped by comments from the Fed Jerome Powell in his testimony to Congress that the central bank remains committed to using its tool for as long as it takes to ensure that the recovery will be as long as possible and to limit lasting damage to the economy. European Central Bank board member Yves Mersch said today that the growth and inflation outlook in Eurozone has not deteriorated since the central bank decided earlier this month to keep policy unchanged. He also said the ECB's deviation from its usual rules on monetary policy should end when the medical emergency passes. Investors will pay attention to business sentiment in the Eurozone in the form of PMI data, given the second wave of COVID-19 cases in a number of countries, as well as the fraught Brexit negotiation. Data released yesterday showed that Eurozone consumer confidence ticked up further in September. The figure shows that the second wave worries have not dented confidence so far, but at these low levels, it is also difficult to see the recovery in household consumption maintain in pace of the first month of recovery. Cable is expected to weaken further in the next weeks. The pair GBP-USD is currently trading just below the 127 hurdle, whilst further GBP weakness is not ruled out, but in the view of the oversold conditions, according to FX analysts. The next support at 126.50 is likely out of reach for now. UK Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said today that the new coronavirus restrictions announced by Prime Minister Boris Johnson yesterday are serious and proportionate. GBP EUR is trading at 108.60 this morning. Next support is at 107.60 that we saw beginning of September, which is the lowest since March. The conditions are also worsening in the UK, where COVID-19 related deaths surged the most since 14th of July, with Tuesday's death toll being 37. This justifies why Prime Minister Johnson warned if R does not go below 1, there could be more restrictions. On the other hand, BOE Governor Bailey raised concerns over the economic weakness even before the activity restrictions, which in turn highlighted the importance of today's preliminary readings of September month PMI data. The UK Parliament recently agreed to have a say over whether the IMB will break the Brexit withdrawal agreement bill or not. If yes, it must not harm Northern Ireland. The development may offer initial optimism during the talks. The euro-dollar pair has bounced off 2-month lows of 116.72, still remains vulnerable at 116.80, down 0.18% on the day. Euro-dollar could extend the decline to the 116.30 level ahead of 116 in the next weeks. Amongst the euro area economics, the German and the composite Eurozone PMI reports hold more relevance in terms of its impact on the European currency and the related markets as well. Whilst the US dollar attracted some haven flows amid concerns about rising COVID-19 cases, comments by the ECB executive board member Fabio Panetta filled expectations for further policy easing this year and weighed on the shared currency. This comes amid worries that economic recovery in the Eurozone is stalling, which further contributed to the downfall. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.